Thank you and good morning. The CHP is investigating the cause of a single vehicle collision that claimed the lives of two U.S. Forest Service firefighters who were found inside their vehicle in the Trinity River near Kitimat Beach on Thursday afternoon. The identities of the deceased are being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The CHP reports the collision happened along Sealy Road sometime between Wednesday night and Thursday afternoon. The Toyota SUV was found submerged in the Trinity with the bodies of the two victims inside. The sheriff's office had been notified by the Forest Service that the two firefighters had left Sawyer on Wednesday night and never made it back to work on Thursday morning, but a search along possible routes was fruitless. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. The city of Fort Bragg will not have to change its name after all. Mayor Dave Turner contacted Senator Mike McGuire's office regarding the push from Sacramento to remove all names and honors for Confederates from public spaces across the state, and he was assured that city names would not be affected. The city was named for Braxton Bragg, who served in the Army in the area before the Civil War, and who then went on to serve in the Confederacy as a general. A woman who was traveling through the area by bus had her trip interrupted by 3 days of alleged kidnapping, sexual assault, and beatings. On Wednesday, sheriff's deputies arrested 34-year-old Thomas Lusk at his residence in Miranda. Lusk is accused of kidnapping, beating, and raping the victim, who he held captive in his house for 3 days over the holiday weekend. The victim told investigators that she met Lusk at a bus stop near Miranda, and he told her the next bus wouldn't come along for several hours and to come back to his place in the meantime. She agreed. The victim said Lusk then assaulted her, raped her repeatedly, and made threats against her safety over the course of 3 days before she was finally able to escape by breaking out a window. The woman ran toward a local roadway, contacted a motorist for help, and while on the way to the hospital, stopped a CHP officer who began the investigation. Lusk was booked into county jail on a litany of charges including rape, battery, and false imprisonment. Senate Democrats in Sacramento have called for the state of California to divest itself from any business dealings it has with businessman and presidential candidate Donald Trump. Trump has recently made a series of statements highly critical of immigrants, and the leader of the divestment call, Senator Isidore Hall of Los Angeles, said that the state is home to the largest population of immigrants, both documented and undocumented, in the country, whose contributions help make California the most economically successful in the country. The divestment measure, Senate Resolution 39, also includes Senator Ted Cruz, who publicly supported Trump's statements. Electronic cigarettes escaped from under a cloud of tobacco smoke after a bill that would regulate the devices and their associated materials under the same laws that govern tobacco products was shot down in committee. A Senate committee removed the regulations regarding e-cigarettes as well as the oils that are smoked in the devices, known as vaping. The committee also removed a provision in the legislation that would have raised the minimum age to purchase cigarettes and vaping devices from 18 to 21. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When Assemblymember Jim Wood pulled a potted marijuana plant into a Senate committee meeting room in Sacramento earlier this week, it raised a few eyebrows. Supervisor Mark Lovelace pointed out that it's good to see the state taking some action on the issue of marijuana cultivation, possession, and use, and that it needs to be regulated like other substances, such as liquor and cigarettes.
How do we reduce the harm? How do we, you know, we recognize all these things. We want to keep them out of the hands of minors, regulate the time, place, and manner for, sale, for, where clubs can be located, things like this. We deal with the actual impacts rather than just saying, no, you can't do anything at all around this issue. And it's been really hard to bring people over to having that discussion about cannabis.
Humboldt, Mendocino, and other counties have taken steps in the past few years to regulate marijuana locally, but those regulations are trumped by federal and state law.
Under the current landscape, the ball's in the state's court. The state needs to do something. The DOJ has issued a couple of memos saying that they will not interfere with cultivation, distribution, whatever, that is in conformance with a state-approved regulatory program. And the problem is that California, 19 years after passage of 215, still has no statewide regulatory program.
Marijuana legalization is expected, and it's a positive sign to see state lawmakers taking preemptive action on regulations before that happens. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.